Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs 15. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. Gentle words are a tree of life, a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Only a fool despises a parent's discipline, whoever learns from correction is wise. There is treasure in the house of the godly, but the earnings of the wicked bring trouble. The lips of the wise give good advice, the heart of a fool has none to give. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but he delights in the prayers of the upright. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue godliness. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. Whoever hates correction will die. Even death and destruction hold no secrets from the Lord. How much more does he know the human heart? Mockers hate to be corrected, so they stay away from the wise. A glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes the spirit. A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while the fool feeds on trash. For the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. Better to have little, with fear for the Lord, than to have great treasure and inner turmoil. A bowl of vegetables with someone you love is better than steak with someone you hate. A hot-tempered person starts fights. A cool-tempered person stops them. A lazy person's way is blocked with briars, but the path of the upright is an open highway. Sensible children bring joy to their father. Foolish children despise their mother. Foolishness brings joy to those with no sense. A sensible person stays on the right path. Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. Everyone enjoys a fitting reply. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. The path of life leads upward for the wise. They leave the grave behind. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he protects the property of widows. The Lord detests evil plans, but he delights in pure words. Greed brings grief to the whole family, but those who hate bribes will live. The heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking. The mouth of the wicked overflows with evil words. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. If you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. If you reject discipline, you only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. Fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. Humility precedes honor. Once again, that was Proverbs 15 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Walking with God changes everything. The Lord is watching everywhere, from what we just read in verse 3, and knows everything, from verse 11. When we are right with him, we have his approval, as it was written in verses 8 through 9, and avoid a lot of life's troubles, referenced in verse 10. Being close to him means our prayer life is more effective, as we learned in verse 29. Those close to him will listen to discipline, correction, and advice, which it talked about it in verses 22, 31, and 32, all in Proverbs 15. And they treasure him more than any wealth, which was cited in verse 16. These qualities all add up to a life filled with honor, from where it's written in verse 33. Walking with God is the wisest decision we can ever make. It is not a one-time decision, but a daily decision to be with him all the time and follow him in every decision. Wit is part of wisdom. Wise people know how to deflect anger with a gentle word and make knowledge appealing. They bring joy with a fitting reply, and people seek them out for good advice. Wise children bring joy to their parents, and good friends make even unpleasant circumstances enjoyable. We can't always say what we think, and we can't expect everyone to change to fit us. Wisdom helps a person takes the time to understand self and others. Wisdom puts into practice the behaviors that make the most of life and every relationship, bringing delight, joy, and the way of the Lord. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How is your charisma, charm, or woo? Today, what does it mean for you to walk with God? How can you grow closer to him this week? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.